You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.
So my next guest is Jenny Powell of Tree Duck Design, which is a brand, web design and SEO. That's all the things that you do, isn't it, Jenny?
It is. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's really, really good to have you on.
So, yes, it's great to be here. I love helping female entrepreneurs, business owners with their websites, their branding, and obviously their SEO, getting them visible once they're online as well. So, yeah.
So why, obviously you're a woman yourself, but why women in particular are you wanting to help on that sort of that journey of getting themselves more visible? What has sort of brought you to that point?
I think I've done some work on myself and I've thought about kind of where I came from in this journey. And I started in 2012 as a freelancer and didn't have any help, any support. And I think recently it's got much, much better. So the last few years, I've really, well, not only just found more support, but also there is more support out there, I think. And it's very much, you don't have to do it all on your own. So a lot of women are starting their own businesses more and more every day, and which I love. And I don't want anyone to be in that position where they don't earn their own money, they can't keep their own money. And a lot of women do jobs that they are passionate about, which is really, really good. So that's kind of where I've come from, helping them to earn their own money, improve efficiency and save time, because obviously none of us have much of that as mothers and women in business. So I can do that by creating beautiful but also effective websites and to help them sell their services and products online. So that's kind of really where I wanted to kind of dial into where I can help. And a lot of women, not just women, any small business owner will often start creating their own website, possibly in Wix or Squarespace. And they think they can do it all, and they do. They create something, they get it out there, and that's great. And then you're usually 2 or 3 years later, once they've really established themselves, they really understand who their audience is and where they're coming from, and they've kind of got a bit more of an idea about all of those things, then they're often ready for a professional website. And that's where I can come in. And I don't just create new websites. I will also go in and judge existing websites, because what I've found is not everyone wants to start again. A lot of people have built up some SEO and some people have got their branding sorted. They've often spent hours, weeks, months working on their websites, but it just doesn't look like the vision in their head. And so that's where I can come in and I can work on, I've actually worked on Wix, Squarespace, Shopify, even Weebly, all these different platforms, and just go in and make them look a bit more professional, make them look nicer, and often fix techie issues that they've had. Lots of people have websites and they haven't been able to do something, it's broken and they just don't know where to turn. So that's kind of something that I can help them with.
Yeah, and it can be terrifying as well when you've got something and something has gone wrong and you just think, I don't know what I'm doing, and you can actually end up doing more harm than good trying to fix it yourself as well.
Yeah, and it's really overwhelming for people who definitely aren't techie. They can come to me and I will help them.
Well, I mean, and I think the great thing about what you do is obviously, you have that you can help with the technical side of it. But actually, your websites look beautiful. So you've got both those skills. And I think, why is it important that actually websites, the design side of them? So, you might have the website, a really good, solid technical background. But why then is it that layer of design? Why is that so important?
Thank you. Yes, the design is obviously ultimately what makes everything look good, makes the user journey really easy. You want to have lots of white space, because at the end of the day, a website's purpose is to create an action. So whether that's to download your lead magnet, to buy one of your products, to book one of your services or a meeting, you want your website to be super easy. And a lot of the design helps that happen, basically. Yeah, so you want to kind of keep it clean, lovely images. Images are really important. If you've got great images, that is half the battle.
Yeah.
A lot of people worry about writing content. Most people find it difficult to talk about themselves. I don't know if that's just a British thing, but every client I have has the same issues with writing content. So obviously, we've now got AI, which is amazing and it can help. It's not ultimately
No.
the final solution, but it helps you create sections and headlines and whatever it might be. But I would always put you and your personality into that copy as well. But the other thing to remember is that no one's reading your website. They're reading titles, they're scanning, they're maybe picking up some bullet points. So all of those things are really important to put in. So we don't just want reams and reams of text because no one's reading it. So you want to have really short, easy to read, easy to scan paragraphs, titles, headings, bullets. And obviously, calls to action are really, really important.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting what you're saying about that is, yeah, we do. We all scan read stuff, but actually, there is a really technical reasons why your headings are very important on your website. And you mentioned SEO earlier. Now, that stands for search engine optimization. Do you think you could just, in a couple of sentences, explain? I know that's quite an ask, what a search engine optimization is and why things like headings are so important on your website.
Absolutely. So, search engine optimization is literally just helping you get found. When someone searches for a term that it might be a service that you offer or a product that you sell in Google or Bing, there are other search engines, but most people are using Google. So, if someone is searching for a keyword, keywords are really important. So, they will help you. It'll help Google serve up your website. And so the more people that see your website, obviously the more visibility you've got, and the more likely someone is to see you, buy from you, get to know you. The know, like, and trust factor, know, like, and trust, can't even say that now. Yes, it's really, really important. So, and I would always start with keyword research. Looking at how much volume and competition you've got for your keywords. And if you're a local business and you can absolutely put in your locality, that will help too. That's just like where you start. As you mentioned, headings are important. So you want to be weaving those keywords then throughout, but naturally throughout your headings, your subtitles, in your paragraphs, and ideally within the first 100 words of your page. And then in your, you've also got your meta descriptions, and which will help Google understand what your page is about when it's served up. Someone will be able to read what that little snippet is and decide whether they're going to click on your page or not. So there's lots of different elements that all kind of come together. So it's not just one or another. Keywords is one part of it. You've also got your blogs. If you have a blog, that's really important for SEO because, again, not everyone comes to your website through the homepage.
No.
They might find an article that you've written really interesting and find you that way. So yeah, there's lots of different ways, but obviously you've also got the technical side of your website build as well, and that's got to be on point as well. So it's getting all the different pillars working together to make sure you can be found,
Yeah.
basically, because
Well, that's a
there's
really
no point
clear
having.
explanation because I mean it can seem a very dark art, all of those sort of things, but that was a really clear explanation. But it does show the importance of at the ground level of having all, as you said, those pillars in place on your website to be able to then build from that. And there's a lot that obviously the small business owner can do themselves when they're adding stuff to their website, but actually working with a professional like yourself gives them those foundations to really, build on from there.
Absolutely. Those are
Yeah.
just the basics. Then you've
Yeah.
got link building, and yes, there's
Yeah. There's all
lots of
sorts
other
of stuff, yeah.
things you can
And it
do.
was interesting that you mentioned AI earlier, as I know, because I know that that can be quite a contentious thing. Obviously people can get really concerned about, people using AI for content creation and all of that sort of thing. But I think what you said is really true on that, is that it can be a really good starting point of getting some
So
ideas. And then you can be a lot clearer working with a professional that maybe is looking to enhance your content. But as you say, if you're a small business owner, it may not be your skill, but actually AI can really help you get started on those sort of things.
I absolutely love AI, and I think it's so useful for so many different things. And if you can write a good prompt, then that is half the battle.
Yes.
So yes, it's not just about, I mean, I'm even using ChatGPT to search for things. So instead of using Google now,
Yeah.
I'm using ChatGPT because obviously you get served up your answer. You don't have to then go and search for different websites to try and sift through all the things. So yes, it's really, really good for, you could, it is good for content creation though as well. I mean, you can put in headlines, you can search for, you can put in all sorts of things, literally anything you like, and get an answer. So I like to use it for ideas for blogs, for example. You could type in your keywords and ask ChatGPT to come up with 10 different headlines. And if one resonates with you, then you can also ask it what the structure might be, and then it will put in sections for you. So then you can write your sections. It just makes it a lot easier for you.
Because yeah, it's that, as you say, with content creation like blogs, it can sometimes be that blank page issue, isn't it? Of you're sitting there and it just needs one thing to spark it, and to use that for ideas and stuff is really useful.
Absolutely. I wouldn't necessarily use it for keyword research though, because it
No.
doesn't really understand volumes and competition.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
but it's good to get
Yeah.
ideas
Good
and make a
starting
start.
points that then you can go more informed to then the professionals of actually this is what I want and this is the sort of thing. So it's as with any of these things, they have their place and can be really useful, and but it's using it in conjunction with the human that has the knowledge behind these
Absolutely.
things as well. So yeah, I mean, I think it's been great to hear about how you've got to the stage of where you are and the clarity you have in your business and who you want to help. So, are there any sort of specific projects that you're working on at the moment, or that you've worked on previously that have been really, you've really felt that that sort of epitomizes the sort of work that you want to do?
My favorite one was at the beginning of the year with Miss London Concierge. They had a website and it had reams of text and repetitive text at that. It was a kind of a bubblegum pink and blue. And they were changing the way they were working. So they're basically they go and find event venues for you. So they were changing their audience. They wanted to work with bigger companies, and their website just didn't really reflect any of that. So working with them on their brand and creating their new website was a joy. I mean, they've already got beautiful photos of all these amazing venues in London and abroad. So that was a really lovely project to work on. That was like one of my favorites. And at the end of it launched, and I got a message 5 days later saying, "This is amazing. We've already got our, I don't remember what you call it, but our, they've got enough business that they would usually get in a year in 5 days because of the site." So, yeah, really incredible.
I mean, that's got to be so rewarding. It just shows you that you've made a real difference there, and obviously their investment probably in the website has probably paid for itself by that point. So
Within 5 days, I reckon.
Well, that you can't say better than that, really. So that's
No.
fantastic. So if people want to find out a bit more about what you do, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go to my website, treeduckdesign.com, and see me there. I'm on socials at treeduckdesign. And if anyone wants to have a look at that, I've got a download which might be useful. It's basically a homepage checklist, so you can look at your website and just see if it's doing all the things it should be, because a lot of people need a little guidance. So if that helps, they can go to my website, treeduckdesign.com/homepage-checklist and get it all there.
Well,
So
that
yeah.
sounds great. That's a really useful tool to just get you thinking about how your website is working for you. So that sounds fab. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Lovely, thank you.
And that was Jenny Powell of Tree Duck Design.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.